For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Becoming Her podcast with me, Nikki Spolstra. This is a space where we explore the human experience and the challenges, obstacles, and resiliency that shape who we are. Alongside expert guests and featured friends, I am here to host meaningful conversations that tackle life's complex challenges with humor, grace, and a little bit of sass. You are here for a reason, for the collective growth, so we may deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Well, hello, my friends. I feel like I can call you guys that. So many of you have been on this journey with me since I started the show in 2021 and even before that, and I am so thankful for that. Today is so special to me because it marks the first day of the show in its new title and vibe of Becoming Her. And because of that, I wanted to hop on and do a little solo episode to reintroduce myself and talk about what this whole rebrand means to me, which if you've been following along for a bit, you'll know that I haven't done a solo episode in a long time. And here we are. So it's a big day. Before we get started, as always, this is your call to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode and you get automatic downloads, which helps to put our meaningful conversations in front of a wider audience. You know, I believe that there are no mistakes. There's a reason you're tuned in today. It isn't a mistake. You're here on purpose. And also, if you happen to be looking for a deeper connection, which I believe so many of us are, I want you to come check out my community for Becoming Her. It's a space for women to come home to themselves and have a beautiful crew of other women supporting each other on their journeys to become the her of their highest desires. We meet once a week for live calls with me, and I host monthly webinars from experts in the wellness industry. It's a group that is by and for its members, and together we are all providing and creating endless resources to help each other on our biggest, greatest, most glorious homecoming of our lives. I will include a link for more information on the application process, and I'll hope to see you drop in. And with that, this episode's guest is me. So I want to start off by explaining the branding shift a little bit. So I was in a much different space when I started the show in 2021. I was a new mom of two boys. My boys were 20 months apart from one another. So I had two under two. I was married to a public figure. I was newly sober, and I was navigating a very real reckoning with my identity and what I wanted for my life as a grown woman who had been through a lot. In a way, I would say I was rediscovering who I was, but I was doing that like while I was on the show, while also trying to be very mindful and considerate of what topics I could or should discuss publicly. And it was a really tricky balance for me at the time. And as my circumstances shifted and I learned some, more like a lot, of life lessons, I realized that my audience too was growing with me. And so the Know with Nikki Spo was always about cultivating that deep sense of inner knowing, which I believe so many of us crave. Becoming Her is about owning that sense of inner knowing and becoming more of it, whatever that means for like each individual. My goals here are to have conversations that inspire women to become the her of their highest desires and help women see, understand, and believe their soul's callings so that they can embody more of it in their physical worlds. I think that we've all had that moment where we see somebody that we admire, whether it's close by or from afar, and we're like, oh, she's her, or she has that it factor. And I think that there are a lot of us that have that feeling about ourselves or like, I want to be like that, or I have that in me and I don't know how to get there. But the reality is that we are her already. And I want to see us come into that energy, really moving into a space where I observe that it girl energy, that her energy. You know, I see it in other women. I also see it in myself. And at this point, I just see it everywhere, even though it looks different for everybody. And it's kind of wild for me to admit it in this space, but it's my truth. I know that today, like, I am the her that I wanted to be 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, you know, for a long time, but especially in the years in which I was heavily abusing alcohol, I hated myself. I could barely look in the mirror some days, and it got to the point where I just like did not want to even exist anymore. And that's crazy for me to say. And it brings me to like, it makes me teary-eyed because I can't believe a world in which I actually felt that way. You know, I thought, I truly, truly believed that everyone, including my children, would be better off if I just wasn't here. And so not only did I really hate myself, but I simultaneously hated that I felt this way about myself, which only made me hate myself even more, right? It was like this like totally vicious cycle. And though the self-loathing was just insurmountable, and I felt like I was never going to escape it. Sobriety really changed that trajectory for me. And for any other person, maybe it's sobriety. I don't know. Maybe it's not. And it's something else entirely. But for me, it was my sobriety. It's like I slowly started to wake myself up to myself, to God, to feeling like I had a purpose in life. And in coming to, I looked at my whole life and I just said, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, this ain't the life for you. And I had to face some really difficult decisions. And I ultimately made some really big changes in my life. So in 2021, I started The Know with Nikki Spo, which, you know, people always kind of like messed it up and called it In the Know, which is not what it was. Like, and it was really the opposite of what I was even trying to convey. For me, The Know stood for the inner knowing within ourselves, the true and pure understanding of your life and purpose and your sense of belonging. So while the name was catchy because it rhymed, The Know with Nikki Spo, I felt like I wanted to create a space that was like outside of me, outside of requiring my name to be attached to it in order to give it meaning. You know, I felt kind of like if you said the no to somebody, they'd be like, actually, we don't know. I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like for me, for a while, it only made sense if like my name was attached to it. And I wanted to have something that didn't require my name in order to give it meaning, because it's so much bigger than me. I wanted people to have a more immediate sense of understanding of the overlying themes of what the show could and will be about simply by hearing its title. And at that time, I wasn't sure of what that was going to be. And then the opportunity sort of fell into my lap to start an exclusive online women's community, which I was very averse to at first. Because when I think about online communities, I think about these thought leaders who are teaching you something. And, you know, whether it's imposter syndrome or a genuine feeling that I experience within myself, I'm like, I'm not the teacher. I don't know shit about life. Like, I don't have all the answers. I'm the curator. I have the conversations with the people. I facilitate the conversations. I'm the connector. I'm not the teacher. No, not me. Right. And it took somebody really sitting me down and being like, well, that's your life gift. Like that might be what you are doing. Like maybe you're not teaching the things, but maybe you're creating the space for the things to occur, for the conversations to happen. So I jumped with both feet in to creating this online women's community, not knowing what the hell I was doing. And it's been wonderful to see it grow over time and see people who are really going all in on becoming the her of their highest desires. And I didn't know what I was going to call it at first. I fumbled around with some ideas, but ultimately becoming her just felt like it all made sense, which is what led to me saying, okay, now I'm ready. Let's change the name of the podcast and have this all be one all-encompassing energy that women everywhere can relate to. I think we all, on some level, regardless of how much self-love and admiration we have, and I think we want to level up in some way. Like we can be very grateful for where we are and how far we've come in our lives and still wanting to be better, like the better version of ourselves, the more, the muchier. Like I'm tired of living a life in which I was too much for some people. Like I am not too much for the right people. And guess what, baby? Like I'm trying to be more and more and more and more. So if you can't handle the heat, ladies and gentlemen. Like, this ain't the space for you. Get out the kitchen, right? So becoming her is symbolic of that glow up. It's symbolic of the homecoming, the resurrection, the redefinition, all of that. And sometimes even the unbecoming of the versions of ourselves that no longer serve us. So back 4 years ago, I started the show, right? And I was terrified. I felt like it was just another silly project or hobby that I was pursuing that wasn't going to go anywhere.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I used to feel like a lot of insecurity around the fact that I changed my job so many times in my 20s and early 30s. And for what it's worth, I think that people in the generations that came before ours, you know, mine anyway, were wholly dedicated to their careers and their crafts for the entirety of their lifetimes. And, you know, people chose their professions, many of them admirably like dedicated their whole entire lives to these professions, and they found much success. And as a result, those singular careers became defining elements of their identity. So for a while, I was like, I was full of shame around my desire to move in different directions professionally. And since starting my podcast in 2021, I've come to embrace the concept that all of my life experiences have led me to this one common mission, which is to help people. And that feels very good and pure to me. So the themes of self-discovery and empowerment that people experience when they listen in, you know, I approach these themes on the show are really an almost in real time account of my own personal growth arc, which I believe that the community enjoys sharing and experiencing alongside me. So here's the thing. I have experienced the tremendous healing power of community and shared experience in my own recovery journey. Over many years of like personal therapy and group recovery sessions, I realized that talking about things openly can create space for more growth, especially when shared with other safe individuals. So self-awareness, honesty, vulnerability, and humility, these are all antidotes for shame. For me, releasing shame gives me more access to spiritual freedom, acceptance, love, and trust in myself and in source, God, universe, whatever you call that for you in your life. And I realized that my pain was not as unique as I originally thought it to be. I was not as special in my suffering as I thought that I was. People everywhere are experiencing pain and suffering. It's just packaged differently. And because of that realization, I decided to have these vulnerable conversations in front of people in real life and also in front of strangers online. When I consider some of like the tough lessons that I've learned in these recent years, the one thing that really comes to mind, and I think it sounds harsh, and I've said it before and I'll say it again and I'll keep saying it, and I'm not going to save it because I really need this to hit for you someday. If that's today, maybe it's not today, but it's going to be tomorrow because I'm going to say it again tomorrow. It sounds really harsh, but the most shocking, even though it's not surprising, lesson that I have learned is that no one is coming to save me. There is no knight in shining armor coming to rescue me. I am her. Okay. I am her. I am the knight in the fairy tale. I came to understand that I am the hero of my own story and I get to write and rewrite my narrative as many times as I need or want to at my discretion. I have realized that my resilience and tenacity through hardship and joy are unwavering, and it is for the simple fact that I love living even when things get hard. I also want to bring up a topic or theme that will show up often as you continue to listen to Becoming Her, is that service is the antidote to suffering. When I think about my life, I realize that servitude has been present at every turn, especially as a middle school educator, but even so in my life before and after being a teacher. You know, in hindsight, I see now like how broken I was while I was coaching and teaching. I realized that I was deeply sad during those years of my life. And it's a pretty interesting observation for me that I made. Coaching and teaching was in essence an act of service, which I was engaging in while I was struggling. And I was able to get out of my own suffering by being of service to young people. And I didn't have the words or understanding of it at the time, but that's what I was doing. And it gave me a tremendous sense of purpose to show up for my students and athletes. And I believe that what I do today is simply an extension of that. And something that I think is important for thought leaders to consider is this. One is that I believe that you cannot be a most impactful thought leader if your goal is fame or notoriety. Okay, your impact on people comes from your purity and dedication to serving others. Like the money or fame or whatever secondary gain exists, like that'll inevitably come and they'll be for the right reasons and it'll be a truly worthy energy exchange. And number two is that mentorship is really a long game. The return on your investment in the world of mentorship usually is not immediate. So a great example is like while I was teaching, my seventh graders were not telling me, oh, wow, Mrs. Spolstra, you really changed my life. Like, no, they were in seventh grade. They didn't care. Whatever I said to them, they were like, well, you probably don't like it, right? But every once in a while now, like over 10 years later, a former student will like stop me in the street to remind me of something I said that I don't even remember saying and how that impacted his or her life in some ways. And so my point is sharing this is that while staying true to your mission might not always garner like an immediate ROI, but like it almost always lands its mark in the long run. So be patient. And my goal is to continue to reach people on a global level and to be of the highest service to my community digitally and in real life. And so as I look ahead to this really special relaunch of Becoming Her, I have some words of encouragement for all of the people in my audience. And that is that you are more influential than you could ever imagine. You don't necessarily need fame, visibility, money, or whatever it is in order to make an impact. You can impact people every day with the purity of your intentions. You are stronger and most impactful when you surround yourself with like-minded, mission-centered individuals, and you will go much further together than alone. And something that I make funny reels about it and whatever, but I actually really, really mean it, is that women need to stop being catty towards one another and need to knock it off with a cutthroat competition. Like at the bottom, we're competing and at the top, we're collaborating. You know, this competition, it's just for the birds. It's not cool. It's not even sexy. And I'm trying to be sexy. Okay. Collaboration is sexy is what I'm saying. And you know, I really have always adopted this mindset of like, you can't compete with me because I also want you to win. Like, I see other podcasters and I'm like, let me help you get there. Like, even if they have more listenership than I do, even if they're impacting more people than I am, I'm like, there's room for all of us to be standing up here and I want to bring you with me. So I really appreciate you tuning into this special episode, this solo episode, which, you know, it makes my armpit sweaty because I get all nervous doing these episodes, but here I am in a vulnerable state, exposing this new chapter of my brand, my business, and what, you know, my professional baby. And I'm grateful. I'm humbled. I'm super excited about this chapter and I can't wait for you guys to all hear the guests. And so something I want to point out, it's like the show got renamed and the show got new branding and new pictures and new, but what it is like a new energy. So while a lot of these conversations are going to be run in the same method that I always have run them, the energy, it just hits different, you know, like I'm ready to approach things, you know, even though I talk about a lot of serious topics, I'm ready to approach things with, you know, the grace that's always been there, but also like a little bit of lightness, a little bit of humor, a little bit of sass. Like I'm ready to be light about things. And I think that that's a big reflection on, you know, my own personal journey is like, I'm ready to have some fun with this. And so you can expect some spicy convos and always expecting like the deep, meaningful connection that you've come to learn and love about the Know With Nikki Spo, now packaged as Becoming Her, as we are all on this continuous journey of becoming the most glorious her of our highest desires. So everybody, thank you for listening. I can't wait for you to tune in next week for our first ever guest of the Becoming Her podcast. Thank you for listening to the Becoming Her podcast. If you love this episode, share it with a friend who may need to hear what we spoke about today. And if you really love this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect from Becoming Her. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community, where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at Nikki Sapsbo and @becoming_her. For more information on all of the things, visit nikkispo.com. My hope for you today is that you are courageous in looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.